This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Well, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and it's Jean flying solo, no Robbie this week. And it's the final week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but I thought, why not squeeze a few more comedians in? So joining me now in the studio is Mwan Rizwan. Did I get that right?
You got it so right, Dean.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
I'm so proud of you.
I was worried, which is, you know, wrong of me. I should have just... But hey.
Do you know what? Australian radio has been so far so great.
Getting your name right?
Yeah, better than the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
That just seems weird.
I'm just so happy.
We're diving
it's
into it.
Sunny and people can pronounce my name. I'm staying here forever.
Don't leave. Yeah. You are here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You're performing in New Order, which is an awesome show. We had Rosia here on earlier. It's an awesome show with four comedians from the UK and Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And has it been fun not having to worry about a whole massive show all on your own? Or
it's been such a party, man. We do 15 minutes each, we go backstage and then
give each
other hugs.
Your whole day of
work
is 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm having the best time. Please don't hate me.
Nah.
Having the best time.
I'm freelance on a community radio station. I'm just chilling out as we rock and roll.
I mean, I'm drinking a lot of coffees in the day, which means I'm doing a lot of emails.
Okay, this is the most massive, it's the weirdest thing. I was talking about this with Rosie as well. Every single comedian we've had come in just all keeps talking about our coffee.
I just can't, it's just so... It really works, man. My nose twitches when I drink it. That's
like
how strong I find
that
it.
That kind of...
Yeah. Bewitched, but admin-based.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of admin here.
You're able to get a lot of work done then.
Honestly, I can't peel myself away from my laptop. I should go to a beach or something, really.
I know. Well, while you can enjoy this while you can... I mean, are you heading back to the UK after this?
I am, yeah.
I mean, you're going to have pretty much the same kind of weather, maybe a little colder, quite frankly, for your summer.
Definitely colder.
Yeah. I always laughed whenever I was in the UK and it would go to like from 15 degrees to 18 and all the girls would just take off their tops and lie in the parking, just like, it's freezing.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
I know. And I plan on going to the beach at some point and getting in the water, even if it's freezing.
Well, you've got one more week before the comedy festival's done, but you may as well just go and dive on in. Today's your day off. It's a Wednesday after all. Today you have a day off, so you're not performing tonight. So maybe you should get along to the beach right now.
I should go,
out.
Shouldn't I? I think I need to stop drinking the coffee and being so... My boyfriend called me. He's like, what are you getting up to? And I was like, mainly emails.
We have coffee at the beach. You can have coffee and you can have it at the
and
beach.
And have a swim. Yeah.
Finding a beach for you to be able to swim in, that's the hard one. St. Kilda Beach, people probably don't swim
in it. Mate, my standards are so low. I'm from Britain. Give me a paddling pool, I'll jump in it.
All right, so I know everyone goes to... we don't have pebbles on our beach, though. We've got actual sand.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's the other thing that would throw you.
No, but that's amazing. You don't understand. Literally, I see a puddle in England and I get excited.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. We love in Melbourne then. Every minute, the weather changes. So is this your first time in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Yeah, and this is my first time in Australia.
Oh, so it's double whammy.
Yeah, and it's so weird because the flight is so long. I feel like I'm on another planet. And I speak to my friends back home and they're in yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm phoning back in time.
It's like a TARDIS Doctor Who type thing.
It's insane. but it's lovely, man. People are really chilled here. Loads of people come to the show. It's going really well. We're just having the best time.
You know what I love as well is unintentionally you have a really queer show.
Yeah.
You know, three out of the four comedians are queer.
I'm sure they did that by accident.
Well, Rosie was saying it was complete. Yeah, we're just taking over. It's subtle. No one realizes you get all the conservative, all the straight audiences coming, going, oh, yeah, we're going to see someone international. It's like, bam, gay. Bam. Yeah. Getting ya. Just taking over. Then suddenly, bam.
Yeah. And in my set, man, it's just a really I'm not saying, hey, guys, by the way, I'm gay. And that means this. I feel like the audience is as smart as you treat them, right?
Yeah.
So I'm always just in the way that a straight comedian would be like, oh, yeah, so my girlfriend said this. I'll just be like, yeah, my boyfriend said this. And then they got to do the catching up because it's 2019, man. No justification needed.
That's true. Well, you've got a very different rhythm. Like you add a lot more into what you do with your comedy sets. It's not just a stand up. You have a little bit of video to it at all and a little bit of rocking around.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because you just like to chuck it and make it a mixed bag of fun? Or
yeah.
Because I reckon you've got 10, 15 minutes. You don't have to shove everything in, but you do.
No, I know. I think also I change it up.
Oh, you mix and match.
Yeah, so I've now no longer got the video.
The tech person must hate you.
Oh,
you keep
so
them on
much.
Their toes.
So much. But it's like I've been doing comedy, 9 years now? And I just want to keep it exciting for me. So I've started writing raps and songs because for me, that's what keeps it new.
Yeah.
And I just... I just think, why not merge different genres, right?
Yeah.
And also, I like going in and people get comfortable with stand-up, and then I switch it up, and I just like to keep people on their toes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could tell that by the set, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You were certainly doing that.
Were you there that night when I threw confetti everywhere?
No.
Oh, so now...
So now you've got confetti. You've dropped the video and now you've got confetti.
Were you there when I did the stripper trousers?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Are they still
there? Were you there when I got the exercise ball out?
No.
Oh, mate.
All right, so you just keep it rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I've got to ask more than anything. You do a whole set about it in your routine. I don't know whether it's still there or not. The little jackets.
Yeah.
What's with the little jackets?
Oh, so, okay, this is something that I... So I went... Okay, basically, I'm wearing a jacket and it ends just below my nipples.
Yeah.
It's half a jacket.
That's like half the t-shirts that I wear 9 out of 10 times, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the story is, I went to Brunswick, innit?
Yeah.
That's what happened. I went to Brunswick, I saw the jacket, oh, that's trendy, I'll get it. I went home, I realised there's a zip all along the bottom, so clearly it's not meant to be half a jacket.
Oh, I thought that was the point. It's not meant to be half, it's just...
No, what's happened is, someone has gone into the shop, tried on this jacket, lost the lower half in the fitting room, put it back on the hanger, I've gone in and bought half a jacket for full price.
Well, you have more games on you. Here's what I don't get right. Why would you need a crop top jacket?
You tell me. I am hot and cold at the same time. It's devastating. There is no rhyme or reason for this. But now I've got to walk the streets like I fully have no regrets.
You've just got to own it. You know, it's your style. You're bringing it through to Australia. So don't say you got it in Brunswick. Go, this is what everyone's wearing in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, try that.
I'm going to overcommit, dude.
Well, you've got no option now. You've bought the jacket. There's nothing else you can do.
And people are like, oh, cool jacket. And I'm like, oh, no one's questioning it. You won't say anything, I won't.
Yeah, no, we'll just keep it. It'll be our secret. No one's listening to this. It's going to be fine.
I'm going to wear half clothes now. It's going to be my thing. I'm going to go home, cut all my t-shirts in half.
Crop tops, why not?
No, but not the top.
So you're going to wear
keep
the mid.
The bottom
so
half.
It's going to be nips out for real.
Yeah.
And you'll just keep the bottom part. But how are you going to keep it up?
And then I'll wear my half jacket over it. So when I take my half jacket off, you can hear the Velcro.
Yeah.
Right? Then I'm just wearing half a t-shirt.
I love it. You're just going to make the most awkward striptease that anyone's ever had.
That is my life goal anyway, so... It all works out.
Have you been having a ball catching up with any other comedians or seeing anyone else during the festival?
Yeah, I've seen Larry Dean. I saw Eleanor Tiernan. I saw Michelle Wolf when she was here briefly.
Yeah. Have you seen any Aussie comedians?
I haven't seen any Aussie comedians.
Oh, you come here. You come to Melbourne. You just see the international ones.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's not... I'm not prejudiced, I promise.
Sure.
It's just I go in on my pass.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Aussie comedians are sold out, man.
Yeah.
So I can't get in. So if anything, they need to be less popular for me to have access.
Well, maybe you've got to get out of the town hall area. There's tons going on. Is it kind of overwhelming when you look at how many shows there are?
Oh, yeah. But also, I've been doing the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, God.
You get, 1,000 shows there a day?
Yeah.
So for me, this is so much more manageable in comparison.
Yeah.
And it's such a good mix. This festival is such a good mix of people that are out there and well-known, but also people who are coming through and so international. I've seen some amazing American comedians, you know.
But this is one of the reasons why I love the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, because it is that diverse. Like, you can be getting along and seeing someone really massive, or you can see them trying some new material in something that's just completely different. But this is the other reason why I love people doing like month-long sets. You've had people popping in for a week. We had some the Dyke Side on last week, and they were literally doing 3 shows the whole festival. They were just laughing and chilling. But like you were saying, you've been here for the whole month. You've got 4 shows left this week, and you've been changing it up. You've been switching it around and mixing and matching. Is that just because you want to keep yourself on your toes, or you just do?
It's all stuff that... that I know work. So yeah. I'm not like going, hey, let's just make it up. I'm having fun. I'm just keeping it fresh enough so that I enjoy myself. Because also our show is at 9:30. It's a bit of a party.
It really is.
Yeah.
You guys do rock it.
So I'm just changing it up to basically make it fun and spontaneous for all of us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and you're at the end, so it's not like you have to motivate everyone else. You just do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is cool.
And also, we're getting accumulatively hungover, so we need to keep ourselves on our toes.
Well, maybe you've got to stop drinking so much coffee, and maybe you won't.
Coffee and alcohol.
Coffee and alcohol. That's been your whole diet while you've been here.
Yeah. I've not had any food. Just that 3 times a
That's
day.
That's it. It's blowing my mind how much every international comedian's been like, we've got to talk about the coffee every time they've come on.
I know. Should I stop? Is it getting predictable?
I just, it's not that it's predictable. See, I don't drink coffee.
Oh.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
What do you drink then? Tea?
Chocolate milkshake, man. No, well, this, all right. I do drink
tea. Oh, you want to talk about chocolate milkshake?
Yeah, chocolate milkshake. I'm all here for.
Okay, well, I'll try some now and compare it.
Yeah, you've got to. You've absolutely got to. But I get confused with tea. And when everyone from the UK is like, oh, we'll have a tea. And then they put milk in it. And I've never understood milk in a tea.
But what about English breakfast?
Yeah, nah.
You don't put milk in it?
Tea should just be black, okay. Like as it is. I just don't get it. And when I lived in the UK and I was working in an office and I had to make tea for everybody and I would take it around to all of them, they were like, what the hell is this? Yeah. I didn't put any milk in because I thought it was really weird.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to leave now. How dare you not put milk in your tea?
I don't get it.
Is that an Australian thing?
I don't know. I barely drink coffee. I barely drink tea. Chocolate milkshakes all the way. This is why I have this very round body that's sitting here in front of you.
Wait, you drink chocolate milkshake, yet you don't put milk in your tea?
Nah.
But you drink milk-based drinks all the time.
I mean, it's not that I love milk. Like, milk's awesome. I just don't understand why you put milk in tea.
Sure. Well, we can agree to disagree.
But no, but tell me why. Why do you do it? I don't get it.
Otherwise, it's too bitter.
Yeah, maybe if I drank tea, that would make a bit more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Moroccans put loads of sugar in. You know, like, coffee. You go to that part of the world, they put loads of sugar, and then we deal with the bitterness with milk. You know?
I'm learning.
But black tea is just like...
It's just black tea.
A slap in the face.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
But then I just... clearly, I'm doing tea wrong. I'm just going to stick with my milkshake.
Yeah, there's a better option.
So you've got four more nights here performing in New Order as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Have you been... you want to get to a beach. You haven't really been enjoying the sights. Is there anything else you've been enjoying doing in Melbourne?
Oh, actually, I went to St Kilda.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the most
well-renowned beach. It's not the most exciting beach, no.
But...
What?
I did the gala there at the Palais Theatre.
Yeah.
Beautiful theatre. The oldest theatre I've heard.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
And then what's the theme park next week?
Luna Park. Did you go to Luna Park?
Oh, yes.
Did you go on a roller coaster?
Tacky and great.
Yeah, did you feel like this roller coaster should be more exciting, but it's not?
Yeah, and I also felt like, why is it made out of wood and am I safe?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely not.
But the thing is, it goes slow.
Yeah.
And there's no stakes whatsoever.
No.
But because it's so old, it's as scary.
It's dangerous.
As a really fast ride.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The adrenaline comes from, why is it ricketing so much?
Yeah. And still, people just get on it. They just keep on rocking and rolling.
I mean, I love it.
It's crazy. You can catch Mawaan Rizwan in New Order performing for four nights only as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You've only got four nights left. Tonight, you've got tonight off. You get to chill, put your feet up. So from Thursday to Sunday, get along, get onto the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website and grab yourselves a ticket. It's an awesome night with three other awesome comedians. I loved it. And you will too, Mawaan. Thank you for joining us on
Thank you
Wednesdays.
So much. I've just bought a new bag of confetti, I think I should say that.
Oh, so everyone just be prepared to get covered in confetti?
Yeah.
Even if they're right at the back, is that what's going to happen?
No, it's mainly people at the front. But if someone puts a request in, I can go to the back.
Have you found... Well, there you go. I'll let your boyfriend know. But have you found that... because everyone else has been saying, in the front just seems to be really conservative people sitting there, so you get to shock them a little bit. Catherine kept saying all the queers always end up in the back of the audience. Have you found that to be the case for when you're doing your set as well?
There's been a couple of nights where there's been like definitely, you know, a pride march going on at the back row, for sure. But I don't know. I never try. I just try and treat them as I don't try and divide the audience.
Yeah, you know, you straight people are people too. You know, you've got to respect that.
Just about though.
Yeah. Get along and see Mawaan in New Order. Four more nights only, Thursday to Sunday in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.